Reading for July 13th, entitled, Seek Wisdom from Above. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James chapter 3, verse 17. Dear Edson and Emma, my greatest desire is that you may be a polished instrument in the hand of God to be used to His glory. I hope you will not think you can go forward in your own strength, relying upon your own judgment. Seek wisdom from above. Be true, be noble in purpose, be elevated in life, and may the God of peace sanctify you wholly, soul, body, and spirit. Do not cease searching and studying and getting at the very bottom of things. God will help you in all your earnest efforts, my dear children. If you both consecrate yourselves unselfishly to God and to His work, He will accept you. You will not have the reward here, but you must look for the reward by and by when the well done is spoken by the Master. All who enter heaven must be brought to the test and tried as gold in the fire even in this world. Our greatest danger will be in a carnal security. God help you, my children, to never boast in self. Unless you both watch unto prayer, you will fail at last. Never fancy it a brave life to live at ease. Be sure, my son, dig deep, lay the foundation sure. Do not be deficient in thoroughness in your efforts to seek God. Do not seek to cover up or gloss over one sin, but search deep. Guard against moving from impulse, calling it religious zeal. Surrounding influence may affect the feelings of many. The good example of others may have weight for a season, but if the heart is not renewed, if it is not thoroughly converted, it will return naturally to its own element. Watch, my dear children, against self-deception. Selfish ends may want to creep and insinuate themselves into the best actions, but give no place to the devil. Stir up your souls with daily fears of sin. Connect with heaven, and angels will minister unto you. Cling to Jesus, your Redeemer. He has given you continual evidences of His love, in that He has given you adversity time and again. If we cannot bear these lighter trials, if a little lift of prosperity or adversity discover in us falseness, pride, and selfishness in the heart, if we yield to discouragement and to sin, if the scoffs and frowns of wicked men afflict us and take away our courage and hope, and we faint in the day of adversity, oh, how shall we stand when He appeareth? We pray for you often. We believe the Lord is helping and blessing you. Aim high. Seek for more dignity, that which is of heavenly birth. Signed, Mother. Taken from Letter 23, dated July 13, 1875, to Edson and Emma White.